Thank you all for coming out today. I'm John Kraft, and I'm from Ohio State, and I'm going to be presenting part of my master's research, which is quantifying foliar nitrogen effects on soybean relative maturity, grain yield, and grain quality. So Ohio soybean producers often question if they should supplement soybeans with additional units of nitrogen. Soybeans grain yield require approximately 8 kilograms of nitrogen to produce 100 kilograms of grain yield, and with that, biological nitrogen fixation is responsible for about half of this nitrogen demand. And as yield continues to increase, yield potentials continue to increase, we may see that biological nitrogen fixation is not able to keep up with the nitrogen demand of the soybeans. So some potential impacts of supplemental nitrogen on soybeans. Review by Salvagiotti in 2008, Salvagiotti et al. In 2008, revealed that soybeans vary in their response to foliar and soil-applied nitrogen. We all know that additional soil-applied nitrogen early season can impact nodulation activity and presence. However, we do not know the effect of additional units of nitrogen on harvest or maturation progression, the harvest date, grain quality, and yield parameters. So to examine this, I have these two objectives. One is to examine the effect of foliar nitrogen application at the R3 growth stage, which is beginning pod, on relative maturity progression for multiple soybean cultivars, and to quantify the effects of an R3 foliar nitrogen application on harvest moisture, seed yield, and quality. This experiment was conducted in 2016 and 2017 growing seasons at two OARDC locations, one at Northwest Agricultural Research Station in Hoytville, Ohio, and one at Western Agricultural Research Station in South Charleston, Ohio. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design with full factorial of variety and foliar nitrogen application. The varieties by location, we used three genetic sources for this experiment, Asgrow DuPont Pioneer and Ohio Foundation Seed. Each variety had a representative group 2 and maturity group 3. The difference there being that soybean is a photoperiod response to initiation of bloom, and a maturity group 3 will flower slightly later than a maturity group 3 and have a longer growing season. All varieties were inoculated with rhizobia, Bradyrhizobium japonicum, at planting to ensure equal inoculation. So the treatments included an untreated control and foliar nitrogen at a rate of 6.7 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare foliar applied at the R3 growth stage, which again is beginning pod. And the chemical used was Coron 2800 Ag, which is a specially formulated foliar nitrogen source. Measurements, we took a nodulation rating at R3 and the R5 growth stage, which is before and after the treatment, and this is based on a 0 to 5 scale adapted from Peoples et al. In 1989. Relative maturity progression was tracked from the R6 to R8 growth stages. NDVI was taken on a weekly basis, which was conducted over two rows, and the average was taken for the two rows, and was done on a weekly basis. And then visual evaluation of maturity was evaluated on a 3 to 4 day cycle and is the visual estimation of 95% brown pod. And then yield measurements were taken on the center 5 rows of the plot. We had a 7 row plot with harvest moisture taken at harvest, and then grain was later analyzed with a grain NIR analyzer for protein and oil concentrations. The statistics, we used a PROC mixed in SAS 9.4 with variety and treatment as the fixed factors and replication as the random factor, and then we used means separated using a paired t-test. The logistic function for the Senescence curves were analyzed with PROC NLIN, and again in SAS 9.4, and we had four parameters fit from the logistics function, and they were compared with across spray treatments within a site using paired t-test. So on to the results. This is the nodulation score results for Northwestern and Western for both 2016 and the 17 growing season. And you can see that the nodulation scores were not significantly affected by the foliar nitrogen application between the R3 and R5 measurements. And all nodulation scores were above 4, which is adequate nodulation. On to the senescence curves for the 2016 growing season in Northwest. Here, the just to explain it, the logistics function that we use to fit these curves is represented down here. Days to maturity is the independent variable, and NDVI was the dependent variable. And the NF represents the non-foliar sprayed, and FF is the foliar nitrogen application. So the A parameter is the difference between the starting asymptote and the ending asymptote. B and C represent the help define the curve, the shape of the curve, and the points of inflection. And then D is the ending asymptote. So as you can see, between the 2016 and 2016 parameters, there was a non-significant effect due to the foliar nitrogen application, and that is represented here in the curve, as they're both fit very, very accordingly. We overlap now the 2017 parameters, and as you can see, the shape of the curve has changed a little bit, and the only significant difference between the 17 and 16 parameters is the A parameter, which is the relative greenness throughout the canopy seen throughout the site year. And this site was had a significant flooding event at planting, which directly affected stand and emergence, and so we had a lot of soil background data with this data set. However, we can see that we have the consistent trend of the foliar nitrogen not having an effect on the parameters. We move on to the Western 2016 data, and again, there's a non-significant effect due to the foliar nitrogen application on all parameters. However, once we overlap the 2017 data, we have very significantly different parameters. And you can see in the shape of the curve that the curve dropped a lot quicker, and we had a hotter growing season with less moisture throughout the maturity progression, so it progressed very quickly. The cloudiness in the 2016 data seen here, this site year we had to replant in late May, early June, and there was no-till planted into pretty substantial weed pressure, and we are limited to our post-planting weed control due to presence of non-herbicide tolerant crops, varieties. Now I move on to the yield data for 2016. Maturity date, moisture, and oil and protein were all non-significantly affected by the foliar nitrogen application regardless of variety. And the yield was not significantly affected as well at Northwestern. However, at the Western site, we did see a significant decrease by 258 kilograms per hectare. And again, this is believed to be due to the weed pressure that was present in the field. So in summary, nodulation was consistent throughout site years. The relative maturity progression was non-significantly affected by the foliar nitrogen application, regardless of site or variety. Harvest moisture, seed protein, and seed oil, again, were non-affected by the foliar nitrogen application, regardless of site or variety for the 2016 growing season. And yield at Northwestern was not significantly affected, regardless of variety. However, at Western, We did see the significant decrease by 258 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare after the foliar nitrogen application. Again, we believe that that's attributed to the weed pressure, but we are still investigating this. Yield data will be collected in the 2017 growing season to confirm these results. So implications, this data can be used to assist producers and extension with management decisions regarding foliar nitrogen application and management of soybeans, and some future research will be conducted on comparing foliar nitrogen to soil applied nitrogen for modern soybean cultivars, and then also to quantify the uptake and translocation of foliar nitrogen to seed. So with this, I'd now like to acknowledge my lab group, Dr. Alex Lindsay, and my advisors, Laura Lindsay and Dr. David Barker, as well as OARDC branch managers, seed donations from Ohio Foundation Seed, DuPont Pioneer, and Asgrow, and my funding from Ohio Soybean Council of Mosier Scholars Research Fund. I'll now take any questions. Thank you.
Didn't you have weed pressure in your non-foliar apply? So you said that the weed pressure in your foliar apply is the cause of the decrease in yield. Didn't you have weeds in your where you didn't apply the fertilizer?
Yes, so the question was whether or not we had weed pressure in our non-foliar applied plots as well. We did. We believe that the foliar nitrogen may have interacted with the weeds that were present. We had a lot of mare's tail. But again, we're still investigating this and trying to determine why we saw a significant decrease in yield.
But you're beyond the critical weed-free period at R3.
So the question was, is if we had tried to mechanically control.
If you went through and you took out the mare's tail, so you knew how much mare's tail was in the foliar applied nitrogen versus your non-applied plot. So you quantified your weed pressure.
Okay, so the question was if we had quantified our weed pressure. Unfortunately, we did not. We didn't believe that would be an issue during the growing season. We did, however, mechanically control as much as we could. Twice during the growing season, we tried to rag out the mare's tail and other winter annual weeds. Unfortunately, I cannot provide more light on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
How did you get the scores to the nodulation?
Okay, so the question was, how did we give the scores to the nodulation? The Peoples et al. Was a methods section that we used, and it evaluated the number of nodules present from 0 to 5 centimeters of the topsoil, and then again from 5 centimeters to below. And so a nodulation rating of 4 had greater than 10 nodules above in the 0 to 5 centimeters, and then it had less than 5 in the 5 centimeters and below. So just to kind of quantify that.
Time for another question?
Yeah, we have time.
Believe so.
Okay, this is an applied soybean session. Your statement said that the implications are certain things. If you were asked the question based on your research data, what would you tell a farmer to do today?
So the question was, what would my recommendations be based on my data? I would not recommend to apply foliar nitrogen at this point. The cultivars aren't where they need to be to have an interaction with foliar nitrogen, and the environment's also not there as well. As the growing conditions and seasons continue to change, then we may see that foliar nitrogen or soil applied nitrogen may have more of an impact. But at this point, no. Time for one more?
Yeah, time for one more.
Yes, sir.
So you mentioned in the beginning that you ran the 2800 version of that Coron product. Is there a reason you chose that formulation that has a 70% controlled release that's typically used in pasture application versus what you use for soybean application? Is there a reason you went with the longer CRN?
Okay, so the question was, is there a reason that we went with the formulation of of corn that we did. We were in working with a dealer, and then this was their recommendation as well. And soybeans there's recommendations for Coron 2800 Ag for soybeans, and it was recommended at a rate of 2 gallons per acre, which is the 18 liters per acre. So it was a recommended product, and that's why we chose it. So thank you.
All right, thanks to speak.